What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. And for those of you watching on YouTube, this gorgeous creature sitting next to me is the lovely Lady Claire. And we're going to be putting her on the microphone here. But we have a few more calls to get rid of before we can get to her. So let's go to Mark in North Carolina. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike.
Mark, are
Mike,
you? Yes.
Yeah, you hear me?
Yes, you're on the air.
Okay, good. I was, listening to Dustin before. A lot of these people don't seem to understand is the importance of building up that immune system. All right? Sunshine, lots of vitamins, lots of, good organic type vitamins, fresh fruits, fresh vegetables, non-GMO, preferably organic, lots of seeds and nuts, again, preferably organic. That's I think, the answer to this. We got to get out of this thing soon. We cannot just let the country just go to hell like this. I mean, we're not going to have a country pretty soon, right? You need some kind of an economy. We don't have that now. You can't have millions and millions of people going out unemployment like this. Not going to help. I mean, it's not going to only get. And we got to understand something, too. What somebody like Fauci wants, and by the way, I think if Trump should replace him with Dr. Ben Carson, like immediately. Fauci wants to wait for a vaccine. He'll be very happy to keep us locked down and wait for that vaccine that Gates and company is going to put out, which I think would be poison. Got all kinds of adjuvants in them. I think that's how you pronounce them. Yeah.
Adjuvant.
Okay. It's yeah, exactly. And he doesn't mean us any good. These people do not mean us any good. We got to get back to work before that. We got to make it clear: you're not going to force a vaccine in us. You're not going to chip us. You're not going to do anything of the sort. We're free Americans. We have a constitution in this country. And you're not going to push medical tyranny on us. And I don't know whether this virus is manufactured or whether it's natural. I go back and forth. Right now, I think it's probably natural. But whatever it is, these deep staters were waiting for something like this so they can try to push us into their tyrannical state, eventually enslave us, and eventually kill us all. And turn them, they think they can turn themselves into robots. That's what their game plan is. That's what these technocrats want to do. And Gates is right at the head of them. And by the way, I made a great YouTube video today. You guys want to go to my YouTube channel. A lot of emotion into it, too. So, because people got to hear the emotion. I'm trying, I'm not doing it right now with you because I want to keep this, I want to keep it civil and I want to start using bad words. But these people...
What's the name of your YouTube channel?
Oh, it's my first and last name. Well, I'll give my last name. Mark Scheer. And it's got a circle on it and my picture, my ugly mug on it. That's it. And that's it. So there are a few of the same name. So just so you see, it's my picture on it. I got a hat on, wearing my sunglasses, and that's it. Okay? I think it's pretty good. I got quite a few.
Can I get you to spell that?
Beg your pardon? Huh?
Can I get you to spell that last name?
Oh, S-C-H, two E's and an R. I got quite a few videos on here. I think you'd like. Huh? Sure.
Here.
Yeah, S-C-H-E-E-R.
Okay.
And I think you'd like these YouTube chats. There's already somebody on there that says they're listeners of your show. That's how they found out about me. So I really think because people got to start speaking out. Because these people are doing us no good, Mike. They really, I really believe their evil intentions involved. I think Bill Gates, if you look at his history, I call him a Nazi because that's what a eugenist is, really, a Nazi. He doesn't need the black boots and the black uniform anymore. That's not necessary. He's got the wimpy little voice, wimpy little guy, and the same thing with Fauci. That's, you know, that's the new Nazis of today. And they're also, I believe, Gates is a pedophile because look at his relationship with Jeffrey Epstein. Those are facts, his relationship with Epstein, after Epstein was convicted, by the way, back in 2006. But I believe on top of everything else, most of these people are not only eugenists, they're not only Nazis, which is really the same thing, but I also believe, and they go back a long way, right, you know, to start a Planned Parenthood, to Margaret Sanger, and back to Hitler himself, really, who was actually created, by the way, by these eugenists, except they couldn't control him. Once he got in, he went out of control. So these people are evil, Mike. They have no good intentions for us. They think we're rabble. They think we're all a bunch of misfits and
Untermenschen.
Deplorables. They think we're a bunch of deplorables. That's what they think.
Yes.
We're cattle to them, Mike. But we better wake up and understand who these people are. But we better get back to work. We better start eating right. You know, getting the proper nutrients, building up our immune systems. And we should start arresting people like Gates and stuff and start finding out what really these people are really up to. Personally, if I was president, I'd have Gates, Fauci, and arrested him, shipped off to Gitmo.
Well, you know where Hitler got his inspiration for race hygiene, right?
Margaret Sanger.
Yeah, the American eugenics movement.
Oh, yeah, I'm not surprised. And by the way, Prescott Bush, Bush grandfather, he was involved in this too. So were the Rockefellers, of course. These are really evil people, Mike. People better get it through their heads. We're either going to resist or we're going to roll over on our bellies, like unfortunately Dustin seems to want us to do, and we're going to let them have their way with us. Wake up, folks. Wake up. We still got time. Don't let these people win. If they win, mankind is finished. Period.
Mark. Mark, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to take two more phone calls, and then we're going to close the lines here so that the Lady Claire has some time on the microphone. So let's go to Harry in Southeast Indiana. Aloha, Harry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Howdy. Thanks for coming to Indiana. I got two topics on my mind. The first, you're more than welcome. The first one I'd like to talk about is the job participation rate.
Yes.
You know, the numbers are like 63% or something, but that's the working class Americans. But if you put that into the total, you know, it's somewhere around a third. A third of Americans are too young or too old to work. A third is out of work or not participating. And only a third of the people are actually participating and having a job and that sort of stuff. And the other thing I'd like to talk about is the coronavirus. Little do anybody know, except for just my common friends, that this takes an acidic medium to get into the cell, and that's usually induced through the modern diet of acidic pop, acids in this, acids in that, as a preservative. But for the people that take on an alkaline diet and throw a teaspoon of baking soda in a bottle of water every morning and alkaline their body, the virus can't impregnate the cells and they don't get infected. So the easiest way to avoid it is just to drink a little bit of baking soda every morning and not drink pop. I mean, it's as simple as that.
All right. Well, thank you. I mean, you're the second person who's brought that idea to my attention. And, of course, I'm a great believer in alkalizing the body to deal with issues like gout and there's a bottled water product called Essentia, which is a high pH water, but it doesn't have the bad taste of baking soda. They put something else in there to kill the taste.
Well, the problem with baking soda is the sodium the human body needs the bicarbonate to neutralize acid from the diet. And if somebody eats too much or drinks too much acid, they deplete their body of the bicarbonate, and it can't neutralize it anymore. And then that's when the illness sets in, whether it's the flu, the coronavirus, or cancer. Cancer is even acidic-dependent. You know,
yes.
If you keep your body alkaline, you don't even get cancer. I mean, the truth is you can avoid nearly all diseases simply by alkalining the diet. And I have quite a bit on my Facebook page, and I'll throw that up on your Facebook page, What Really Happened feed or whatever it is. You know, I have no problem with that.
All right. Well, thank you for the phone call. We're going to let you go. And our last phone call today is going to be Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good day, Michael. You and Claire. Aloha. Yeah, Michael, what's on my mind is, I don't know if you happen to see the news today, all over breaking on three networks was, for the first time in over 30 years, they are able to see the Himalaya mountains from India because
yes.
The smog's been lifted. So they say now Los Angeles, and I know what's going on with all this weather stuff, but now they're talking there could be a global freezing. I mean, instead of the global warming, now we could go into a mini ice age in the next couple of years. So I don't know. You don't know who to believe with this nonsense, but I wouldn't be surprised. But if they're saying you can see the Himalayas after 30 years in India, you can look out over to outside the Punjab, India, and you can see the mountain peak. Right? I guess that's good news in some way, as far as that. I want to agree with not the caller before last. The guy to sell right. We need to open up this economy, Michael. I think on May 1st, which is May Day. We need to start opening up the economy. What? On May Day, President Trump is listening. He needs to start opening this economy. I don't want to hear about we got to wait months and months. No, you open the economy slowly but surely now. Like you say, the people are imperative to go like transit and all that. Michael, I've been in transit for 38 years, and I've worked down here for 38 years in transit. Okay? There are still people packed on these buses down here that actually are not even wearing masks. So there's videos of the unions that I affiliated with, and guess what? There are not a lot of people are still packing these buses. Okay, so listen, what are you gonna do? I mean, the virus is the virus. Okay, the Chinese, whatever, who sent it, we don't know. It had to become from China, I guess. We got to open up the economy. We can't allow this to keep going. We're gonna blow this economy out. It's gonna be crippled for 20 years if they don't open this economy starting May 1st. We got to gradually open up the economy. What I really want to talk to you, too, is about, Michael, there's a few issues that are perturbing to me. First off, the Russia collusion thing that they have with Papadopoulos. Have you seen the videos they showed? This guy was Russian. That was all a hoax. That was a waste of millions and millions of dollars, this Mueller investigation. You could have bought millions of dollars of masks when that was going on. This impeachment they used against Trump, you could have bought multiple millions of masks. And let's get to the real thing. And I want the guy in New Jersey to understand this. Okay? Listen, Michael, $300 billion for illegal aliens? You know how many masks that could buy or how many hospitals you could open with $300 billion? How many hospitals you can create in the United States? You can make super hospitals in about 50 states, and each state would have a super hospital, okay, for all kinds of infectious diseases. But we have the Democratic Rat Party trying to pump in $300 billion for sanctuary cities for illegal aliens and so they can vote? No. But a caller that one guy say, well, we got to open up economy slowly, but we need to open this economy on May 1st, which is May Day. Send a message, President Trump, that you're going to open up this economy slowly but surely, and the $300 billion, they're not going to get it for the demon rat to give the illegal aliens $300 billion for what, Michael? For what? What is that money going to? For housing? What are these people doing for jobs? If there's so many people laid off for jobs, you got millions of people importing here illegally? This is insanity of unbiblical proportion, the way I look at it. Now, what I wanted to talk to Michael is about, now, if this is true, that you can see the Himalayas and the air quality is getting better and all this, but the virus is flowing all over the place, what is that telling you about what the environment's up to, what Mother Nature's doing? If the environment's supposedly healing itself from smog and all that, But in the meantime, you got a virus running rampant. I don't understand something here. I'm losing this. In L.A. and Beijing and all these cities got cleaner air now after, 30 days, 40 days? Their air quality's improved drastically? Something's going on here. Something's not right here, and this is nonsensical. Now, Michael, let's get to the real fact, and I want Dustin to hear this. Dustin, most of the people who are passing away are over 82 years old. It was on the news today on Breitbart. 82 years old is the average person is passing away. Not that I know there's a virus out there. It's horrible, horrific. It's horrible. But most of the people are 82 years old, and a lot of them, most of them are in nursing homes. They're already going into hospice, and they're 82 years old on the average. Not saying that young people don't get it and die. It's horrifying. It is a horrible virus, just like tuberculosis, just like other diseases, the measles, the mumps. They're all horrible. People who young kids are dying from drug addiction, the people who are doing vaping. You had, 600, 800 people died, young teenagers were doing smoking vaping last year, and they died in 2020 from vaping, Michael. It's horrible. All this stuff is horrible. But let's get to the real fact of the matter. Most of these people are dying are in their 80s, Michael, or 82 years old. And I'm not trying to be biblically about this, Michael, but in the Bible it basically says 70. If you make 70 years, anything over that's a blessing. I mean, everybody wants to live to 100. There's no question about that. And I believe we're going to be to that point soon. But what I saw in the news today, 82 years old is the average person that's passing away. 90%, over 90% of the people that are leaving are not in their early 80s, excuse me. So I don't know. I don't understand what's going on with the air quality. Of course, the fog and all that seems like it's lifting. Now they're talking about the Earth's going to cool off now. You might have a cooling period now for 20, 30 years. The sun's not acting out with sunspots. Who knows what's going to happen with the environment? But I just agree with that caller before the last that we have got to start opening this economy up somewhat.
Yes, we got. We do. We absolutely do.
They can't go on, Michael. And nope. Joe Biden, Michael, do you see the ad that Joe Biden, they ran against Joe Biden today? Trump's running against him? He's literally kissing China's butt. Joe Biden is literally on tape. The ad that Donald Trump's running all over the United States now, it was on the news just now, that there's an ad out. I don't know if you have a chance to see it. Biden, you can see Biden's literally looking China and saying how great they are and Russia's bad, 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 but China's great, great, great. Wait a minute here. What's going on in this bumbling imbecile Biden? They want to make this guy the president of the United States? Are they kidding me? The guy can't even remember his last name. He's got a son that got kicked out of the Navy. He's had three women knocked up in over the last three, 4 years. It's unbelievable. And they want this guy, and he's a great role model. They got a woman now that's trying to sue him for sexual harassment. I mean, this guy's as bad as Weinstein in some ways, it seems like. So, no, Michael, I agree with that one call. You had a couple of good callers that said and talked about transportation, all that. Yeah, he's right. Transportation, they got to do something better for that. That's for sure. And, you know, a lot of the buses now, Michael, I don't know if you noticed, they're not running diesel anymore. They're running natural gas.
Yes.
Almost 80% of the buses now are running natural gas. They don't run diesel. Diesel's almost obsolete, believe it or not. So that's just another thing I can throw out at you. But a lot of people are getting these county buses.
Well,
and
Tom,
we're not wearing
them. Tom,
yes, sir.
Okay, you're throwing out a lot of stuff at us, and, you know, we're trying to keep the phone call short here. So we're coming up on another commercial break here, and so I'm going to say goodbye, and thank you very much for the phone call. We are going to close the phone lines so that when we come back from this next commercial break, the Lady Claire will have a clear and uninterrupted whatever we're going to have here. I haven't seen her talking points yet. But meanwhile, of course, again, please try and keep the phone calls very short. I don't know that we'll reopen the lines today, but for future reference, keep it short. Don't just keep throwing more and more things out there. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
D Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
The money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York City.
And hello, America. Welcome back to our show. And now we're going to turn it over to the lovely Lady Claire. So, Lady Claire, take it away.
Thanks so much, Mike. And thank you for inviting me to be with your listeners and your viewers today. I'd like to start by wishing my Christian brothers and sisters a very lovely Easter. To our Jewish friends, a lovely end of Passover, which happens on the 16th of this month. To our Muslim friends, a lovely Ramadan, which starts 22 April. And our Hindu friends who celebrate Akashya Tritaita on 26 April. Now, having said that, let's talk about some of the foul-ups, bleeps, and blunders that you're probably not hearing about because it's all COVID-19 all the time. One of the most important that you're not hearing about most likely is that India and Pakistan are now locked in a border fight amid the coronavirus concern globally. Now, Pakistan is saying it shot down an Indian drone in Kashmir region as the troops were engaging in the worst cross-border clashes in a couple of years. Folks, this is getting ugly and quickly. And what I'm hoping is going to happen, courtesy telephone, Vlad the non-impaler Putin and Sergei Lavrov, this is going to get ugly unless someone steps into the plate and says, guys, nuclear-armed countries can we kind of take a breath here? I mean, Mike, where did you hear about this on national news? You didn't. Oh,
there's
right?
nothing on national news, but, yeah. but all coronavirus all the time.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, what a great day the stock market had yesterday.
Yeah, right.
That was pretty much it.
Mm-hmm. And.
Oh, and today is the 50th anniversary of the launching of Apollo 13. They ran that one as well.
Okay. Unfortunately, whatever international prestige and power the U.S. had in terms of diplomacy has been absolutely abnegated by these horrendous wars and war crimes, which just don't seem to stop, folks. Putin and Sergei Lavrov are a couple of adults in the room. And I sure hope to heck that they're working those phones like right now and saying, guys, deep breath, little bit of confidence building here. Because if you look at the way in which certain mutual defense treaties are written, we're supposed to help India, and China is supposed to help Pakistan. Do
yes.
you realize what a war this could be? So I am hoping these guys are going to be on the case and get this nastiness absolutely closed down before it gets horrific. I don't want to wake up Monday morning to a full-on world war. And Mike, that's where we could very possibly be.
Okay, we did that one.
Okay, alrighty.
So let's scroll down
okay.
a little bit more.
Okay, thank you for that. And yeah, what has happened? Now, I'd like to look at this. We talked about it a little bit. This came from Global Research, another very well contributed to blog. If you haven't reached out and looked at it, I suggest you do. And every time you see a blog author by the name of Pepe Escobar, read it, look at it. This guy is light years ahead in terms of his understanding about how the real world works. And he talks about who's going to be profiting from this pandemic and what may be happening. And so what he is predicting, Mike, is that the social credit score, which has been done in China,
yes.
is going to wind up right here. And you will have your vaccines, whether you want them or not. There will be no getting away from that. And if you don't, you can't work, you can't earn money, or you're going to be on the federal dole, and the federal government will command that you have this stuff done. And he says that that's what the elites are looking at right now. That's why we're hearing Bill Gates talking about a vaccine for the COVID-19
yeah,
virus, et cetera.
We're being treated like livestock.
Yeah, you know.
You can eat this, you can't eat that.
Yeah.
You must have that drug, you can't have that other drug.
Yeah, yeah. And he also talks about BlackRock, which is going to be taking over some of these federalized investments. And he talks about them living in a parallel universe or alternative universe. And so what has happened has been that Wall Street has been turned into a hedge fund. What are your thoughts on that?
The Federal Reserve is mm-hmm. definitely growing in power.
Yeah.
They're going into the bond market big time. Mm-hmm. They're buying up assets with instantly created money.
Yeah.
Which goes on their balance sheet.
Mm-hmm.
So it's technically the Federal Reserve is borrowing money out of thin air, which mm-hmm. is eventually charged to the American people.
Yeah.
And then they use that instant money to buy up the real assets of the country.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
it's a grab for the real wealth of the country.
Right.
And it's definitely, they're crossing that line between being a privately owned banking concern mm-hmm. and being part of the government.
Yep.
Anyway, we have to take another break here for commercials, and we'll be right back after these few words.
Okay.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold. Arms and or legs often go to sleep. Sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe. Short walks cause cramping or pains in legs. Memory is not as good as it used to be. Ankles swell late in the day. Chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And welcome back to our show. And Claire, you were talking about BlackRock.
Yeah, it is at this point the largest money manager on the planet. And they manage assets of over 170. Let me backtrack over that number. 170 pension funds, banks, foundations, insurance companies. And in fact, a great deal of the money in private equity and hedge funds. Now, they're promising to be transparent, whatever that means, when they're buying these securities and manage those dodgy SPVs on behalf of the Treasury. Now, this company was founded in 1988 by Larry Fink, and it may not be as big as Vanguard, but it is the top investor in Goldman Sachs, along with Vanguard and State Street. And I looked at this number, Mike, and I was just gobsmacked. $6.5 trillion in assets, bigger than Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, and Deutsche Bank combined.
Well, heck, my wallet's bigger than Deutsche Bank right now.
Oh, yeah. And this is going to be an absolute killing of the most interesting kind. And what are the little people getting out of this? A minor $1,200 check per person for a month. And Mike, anyone knows that based on median income salary, typically the average American family needs $12,000 to survive for 2 months. Boy, It's a lot of money.
Even in Canada, they got 4,000.
Yeah, you know. And what Secretary Mnuchin was able to say with a straight face is that it allows them a mere 10% of what is actually needed. So the American taxpayer at the end of this is going to be left with a tsunami of debt while selected Wall Street players grab the whole loot, part of the unparalleled transfer of wealth upward. We're going to see bankruptcies en masse of small and medium-sized businesses.
And people, yeah. Ordinary yeah. people are going to go yeah. into personal bankruptcies. Yeah. I mean, if we were still living on Oahu, that $1,200 check wouldn't even cover our rent for 1 month.
Oh, no, not at all.
Not even close.
Oh, no. And what the letter to what Fink sent to his shareholders kind of gave the game away. And what he said in this letter was, I believe we are on the edge of a fundamental reshaping of finance. And almost as though he were doing it on cue, he said that in the near future and sooner than most people anticipate, there will be a significant reallocation of capital. Now, he was referring originally to climate change, but now that refers to COVID-19 and what the response from governments around the world has been. Now, Mike, we've had pandemics that have come and gone.
Yes.
Okay, I remember them.
Yes.
I remember as a kid getting the Salk vaccine against polio in a sugar cube. We
yes.
had this.
They broke a glass thing and scratched my shoulder when I got it. I didn't even get the sugar.
Ah, poor baby.
Not fair. Just
no,
not fair.
No, just okay. not fair. We've had them, but what has happened that's been extraordinary with this pandemic is how it is being used by governments around the world to become more dystopian, if you will, more draconian in the way that they want to manage their people, particularly the people who are maybe not making the big bucks.
Yes.
Okay? And the fact of almost needing an internal passport to travel, which shouldn't be that way for Americans. I think we're going to see more traffic stops, more your papers, please, even for driving checks than we've ever seen before, you know, especially if you're driving across country and out of state. I mean, now that we're back on the mainland, there are places I want to go. There are people, you know, I want to see and talk to and things I think we both want to do.
Yeah, and gas is very inexpensive for a change, but there's no place we can go.
No. Not really, because everything is shut down. You know, and I was complaining to my family over the weekend. Whoever thinks that salon stylists are non-essential people are people who do not have thinning hair or older hair. And our niece, who's exactly 10, got it, and she laughed. But I don't know if this little independent entrepreneur we've been going to is even going to be able to be around. I don't know what kind of a relationship she has with her landlady. She could be gone. A lot of the small shops that we patronize and like to patronize may well be gone. You know, and that's a pretty scary thought when you've got a lot of confident people who spend a lot of time to learn what they do and do it brilliantly, and they're not going to be around anymore. You know? And I'm wondering if there is going to be sort of a universal credit and how much that is going to be. But if you are applying for that, that means that you're going to have to do what the federal government and state government tell you to do 24/7. And I don't quite know how prepared I am to do that.
Well,
you know,
I get a very wretchy kind of a feeling thinking about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, by the way, we went to our local big box yesterday, and the experience was nowhere near as draconian as I thought it might be, because they had tried rolling out certain things like only one person to a cart, right? And that couples could not shop together unless each had a cart.
Well, they didn't do that at this store.
No, they didn't. They were very nice. We're kind of getting to know the store because the footprint is huge. How big is that store, Mike? Would you guess?
100,000
square feet?
It's big. It's a Walmart supercenter.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, Walmart and eBay's basically lifesavers in this part of Indiana.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And, you know, we went in, we got what we needed, and we got out. And it was not an unpleasant shopping experience. I was kind of prepared for it to be, but it wasn't, which I thought was a good thing, you know. And to those of you who have not yet thought about starting to prep,
You're too late.
Yeah. No, and I mean, what I'm starting to do, I mean, it's just this little family of two over here, okay? So what I am doing, and I think it will work for a lot of smaller families, more nuclear families, get a couple of things you need that are a little bit of a stock up every time you go so that you don't have this humongous cart that, you know, is going to take you hours to unload when you get back. But a little bit every time is not a bad idea. Not a bad idea at all, you know. And another thing that I wanted to discuss, apparently there's been a new wave of outbreaks of coronavirus aboard the USS Nimitz.
Yes.
And I would like to hope first, prayers for the people who are affected, their families, and people who care about them. And I hope that our military is going to do a very intelligent job of taking care of these people.
Well, they haven't yet. I mean, the crew that is cleaning up the Theodore Roosevelt were told to make face masks out of old T-shirts.
Oh, my. You're not kidding me.
I'm not kidding you. And
okay.
as of last count, 412 members of the Theodore Roosevelt's crew tested positive.
That is bad. That is really, really
bad. So they
bad.
Fired the captain.
Yeah, it's like, hello. And this man, apparently, Crozier, was very, very, very respected. Very respected. I'd like to bop over to Yemen, about which we are hearing nothing quite deliberately. And apparently, Yemen now has its first COVID-19 case. And officials say brace for millions.
Now, these are people whose medical conditions are already fragile.
They're compromised.
Because of cholera. Mm-hmm. Starvation.
Yeah.
Stress.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, and because when we hear about older people who die of complications, they talk about underlying medical situations. Most Yemenis right now have underlying medical situations brought about by starvation, disease, and disease-borne water. Mr. President, please get the U.S. troops out of there right now.
There are no U.S. troops in Yemen. It's the Saudis are our proxies there.
Yes, but U.S. troops are advising.
Yes.
And U.S. troops
they're
are...
advisors.
Yes, they're advisors.
That's how we got stuck in Vietnam.
Yeah, and I would like to suggest this war has not gone anywhere near where the Saudis have... thought and told
oh, they thought it was going to be over in just a few weeks.
It's been 5 years.
Yes.
5 years, guys. The one thing you have to remember, the Houthis, however you look at them, are fighting for their ancestral land. You know, if you got invaded by a neighboring power, would you fight back? What these people are doing, you know. And it was also interesting to note that the Saudi royal family has now been infected by COVID-19.
Something like 150 members of the royal family.
Yeah.
And they're getting the VIP treatment.
Of course they are.
And the lesser officials are getting okay treatment.
Yeah, yeah.
And everybody else is getting the placebos.
Yeah, I'm quite sure. But there's a biblical injunction in some spiritual traditions. It's called karma. But I seem to remember a Bible verse that says, that ye sow, that ye shall also reap.
Mm-hmm.
And one has to wonder how many of the older and already medically infirm members of the Saudi royal family may not make it.
Well, that would be King Salman. I mean, he's in pretty bad shape to begin with. That's why Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman is sort of running the show right now. But even he's down with this COVID-19.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'd like to be a citizen of a country that did not participate in war crimes. I really would like that.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, sweetheart, we're too broke and too old to make that happen. And I remember a time in my life when I couldn't possibly entertain the notion that this country was complicit in war crimes. And then the Vietnam War happened, you know.
Yes.
And I remember kids who were my age, 17, 18 at the time, who didn't come back from their service or didn't come back all the way.
Yes.
PTSD, terrible mental condition.
Drug addiction.
Yeah. And I knew a number who committed suicide, a friend of mine. And this guy was brilliant. He was a brilliant musician. Came back and couldn't deal with what he had been ordered to do. And he did follow his orders. And I'd really like the United States not to be committing war crimes. But I will tell this administration and every other one that's going to supplant it, and it's window dressing. It's like Thanksgiving in New York with all the great stores and the beautiful windows that are created to put you in the mood to shop for Christmas.
Yes.
Successive administrations are window dressing for what the moneyed want to see happen.
Yes.
I wish.
Which is, we want that money over there.
Yeah.
To be brought over here and put in our pocket.
Yes. You know, when Karl Marx made the observation that all wars are economic in nature, this guy was absolutely correct.
He pegged it.
I mean, you know, how do you say it's not? I mean, you can cloak it with sort of idealism in my country, right or wrong. No. What they want has to do with the money. Do you think that the U.S. would have invaded Iraq if Iraq didn't have such reserves of oil? Do you think they would be trying to destabilize Venezuela right now if Venezuela did not have, I believe, one of the largest preserves of oil on the planet?
Well, it's not just access to the oil. It's what currency that oil is sold for.
Yeah.
That's what prompted the Iraq War was when Saddam Hussein went to the United Nations and got permission to sell his oil for the euro.
Yeah.
And that's when Tony Blair flew to Texas and had that meeting with George W. Bush.
Yep.
And a year later, screaming, nuclear weapons, nuclear weapons.
Yeah.
They invaded Iraq.
Yeah.
They lynched Saddam Hussein.
Mm-hmm.
And Iraq's oil went back on the market for the U.S. dollar.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Because that's what's propping up the value of the U.S. dollar internationally.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have dollars to buy natural resources.
Mm-hmm.
And without that, our economy would have collapsed a long time ago, but it looks like it's getting ready to do that anyway.
Yeah, Michael, I have a question to ask you. It looks as though the Chinese are getting ready to fulfill their development deal with Iraq very soon.
Yes, they've got a tremendous deal going with Iraq. The United States is very unhappy. Iraq's government is saying it's none of your business.
Yeah.
So are we looking at yet another invasion of Iraq to put in yet another regime that will make stink face at China and do all the development deals with American companies?
That's a pretty horrendous situation to think about.
I mean, how many times have we invaded Iraq so far? There was Desert Storm.
Yeah.
Then there was Desert Stomp.
Yeah.
Then there was Desert, I have no idea.
Yeah, yeah. We're at Desert, I have no idea right now. And it's very interesting to look at President Trump's policy on Iraq. It looks as though, I mean, one could view it in one or two ways. One way is, I don't have a clue, and he would like to pull out of Iraq, but his advisors are extremely opposed to that and very militaristic in their viewpoint. I don't know that he does have a plan to leave Iraq. And I think that all the stink face we're getting at Iran is to try to get the American people to go for yet another, I think you're correct on this, another invasion of Iraq on the pretense that Iran is fighting us there and we have to fight back. Now, the one thing that I seem to remember happened last summer was that Iranian diplomats were assured that if the United States attacked Iran, they would not be fighting the United States alone. Do you remember that summer of last year?
Absolutely.
You know, it's like, am I the only person who doesn't have selective memory disorder on this?
Well, the Russians would come in and they would do in Iran what they did in Syria.
Syria, yeah.
You know, which is they would simply prevent the war from being able to progress. They'd wear the United States down by attrition.
Yeah.
because that's what happened in Vietnam.
Oh, yeah.
We simply fought until everybody lost the enthusiasm to fight anymore.
Yeah.
And we lost that war. We're losing in Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
We're losing in Syria.
Yep.
And Russia's prepared to do exactly the same thing in Iran if we're stupid enough to try and go in there. But we have all of these war hawks, you know, who are not going to be on the front lines themselves or mm-hmm. their families.
No.
You know, it's those poor kids. We take all the poor kids. In fact, we've got all these newly unemployed because of COVID-19.
Yeah.
Let's sign them up for the military right now. Put them in uniform and ship them on over. You know, let them get killed off seizing other people's oil lands for us. And, you know, they were going to die anyway, so we might as well get some value out of them.
Right.
Okay, we've got to take a break. Commercials back for the last segment of our program after these few words.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
We will not down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And welcome back to our show here, last segment of our program today. And before we do our final holiday sign-off here, a couple more little news stories. As I mentioned before, as of last count, the last report that I had, 416 sailors on the Theodore Roosevelt have tested positive for the disease. That's more than half the Navy's coronavirus cases. They're all on that one aircraft carrier. And it is one of four aircraft carriers with confirmed cases of corona, COVID-19 on board. And, of course, the Navy is not handling the situation very well at all. The attitude seems to be cover it up and don't talk about it, but don't do anything about it either. As I mentioned before, the crew that is trying to disinfect the Theodore Roosevelt right now were told to make face masks out of T-shirts. Which, I mean, the weave on a T-shirt is just not sufficient to be protective at all.
Oh, heck no.
So they're going to wind up with a lot more very, very sick people. And so that's... Four of our carriers are, for lack of a better word, they're plague ships. And anyway, apparently, former Fox News host Bill O'Reilly is in a little bit of trouble. He came out with a statement saying that many people dying of coronavirus were on their last legs anyway, which is very heartless.
Yes.
So he drew some flack on that one.
And should have. Yeah.
And Joe Biden's coronavirus advisor, Ezekiel Emanuel, brother of Rahm Emanuel, was saying that living too long is also a loss. And he once wrote a piece titled Why I Hope to Die at 75 and argued that living too long is a loss. So now we're talking about euthanasia mandated by the government. When you're too old to work, when you're too old to be a profit center,
mm-hmm.
Well, that's just going to be that.
Yep.
All righty. Now, Tucker Carlson last Tuesday said that data that he's looked at suggests the peak of the coronavirus epidemic may have already passed 5 days before that. So that would have been Thursday of the week before.
Mike, what numbers is he looking at? And is there any way for us to kind of get our hands around where we can find those?
Well, finding accurate numbers is proving to be more and more difficult. In fact, our control room was saying they were trying to reconcile the state totals for cases and deaths with the national totals, and they don't really line up. But again, people aren't actually going on out and counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They're using computer models, and the models have been way off right from the very beginning.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're almost at the end of the show. So once again, we'd like to wish everybody a good Friday. Happy Pesach. Happy Easter, happy Ramadan, and hope you have a nice, relaxing virtual weekend with the family. Okay? Anything you want to add?
I think you said it all, dear. Thank you.
All right. Well, that's why I get the little bucks here. Okay. So enjoy the holiday and enjoy the weekend, and do keep those masks on and those gloves on. It looks like this COVID-19 just isn't the serious problem that we were told it was going to be. But on the other hand, these same precautions are going to help you against the regular seasonal flu that's making the rounds.
Yes.
Okay, there's the music. Time for us to get out of here and get something useful done for the rest of the day. Stay tuned for John Ted Miller. I'm sure we've got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please spread the word of RBN. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please call your local talk radio station and ask them to carry the Republic Broadcasting program. We need more affiliates. Please donate. We really do need your help. We'll be back on Monday. Aloha, America.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.